our daf introduced us to the sugya of Mahadrin when it comes to Ner Chanukah. It's striking that our Gemara immediately talks about Mahadrin and Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. I would like to discuss a few halachos that relate to the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, starting from the sugya of Chanukah and branching out and applying it to a couple of halachos, although not always relevant, would be helpful in understanding the Mahadrin in our sugya and Hidr Mitzvah in general. We pointed out in the Daf Shir that in our sugya there are two basic approaches of how to understand Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. The Shita of Tosas is that Mahadrin min HaMahadrin means that unlike Mahadrin, where each one of the Bnei HaBayis has a candle lit for them, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin means that the menorah in the house corresponds to that night. So on the first night, there will be one candle lit. Second night, two candles lit. On the other hand, the position of the Rambam, and most today follow this custom, although some Svardim do not, is that on the first night, you correspond to the first night, second night, second night, but it's multiplied by the amount of people in the house. So therefore, if there are 10 people in the house, on the first night there are 10 candles, on the second night there is 20 candles. For our purposes, there is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and others. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah, according to the position that we follow, that most of us follow, that we multiply the night with the amount of people in the house, of who lights the candles. In a famous piece, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, claims that that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. That from the Rambam, it seems that the Baal HaBayis has to light all the candles, while according to the Tur, it seems, as the custom by most, that everybody, all of the Bnei HaBayis, light their own menorah. The Brisker Rav suggests that the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur revolves around a fascinating, deep, conceptual question, which we will see has implications lahalacha. And that is, can a hider mitzvah be explicated from a ma'isa mitzvah? Can it be removed from a ma'isa mitzvah? Is it possible for one to have fulfilled a ma'isa mitzvah and then, at a totally different juncture, fulfill a hider mitzvah? The Rambam, who's of the opinion that the Baal HaBayis has to light all the candles, argues the Brisker Rav, holds that Hidr Mitzvah can only be fulfilled as part of a Maisa Mitzvah. And since, when it comes to the Korah Chiyuv of Neros Chanukah, it could be fulfilled by simply lighting one candle, as our Gemara said on Chafal from the Beis Ner Ishu Beiso. Once the mitzvah is complete, you no longer have the opportunity to do the Hidr Mitzvah, once that ma'isa has been done. Therefore, don't conclude the ma'isa. Have the Baal HaBayis light all the candles. And that's why on the eighth night, 10 people in the house, the Baal HaBayis would light all 80 candles. However, the Tur, he claims, holds that a ma'isa mitzvah can be fulfilled, and then one could add at a different moment the Hidr Mitzvah. Therefore, even though the Baal HaBayis has taken care of the Korah Chiyuv, nevertheless, one can fulfill the Hidr Mitzvah by lighting afterwards. This approach, Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav's father, used for other mitzvahs as well. For example, Reb Chaim was once brought two esrogim. One was an esrog that was definitely kosher, but at the same time was not mehudar. On the other hand, there was an esrog that he had that was definitely a beautiful esrog, but it was a safek in its source. It was a safek where it was from, safek murkav, safek it might have been grafted and therefore apostle. Reb Chaim asked his talmidim, what do you think this brought down in Rav Zevin's beautiful sefer, Ishim Vishitos, if I'm not mistaken? Reb Chaim asked his Talmidim, what do you think I should take first? The one that is Mehudar Basafe Kasher, or the one that's Vaday Kasher but as Mehudar? Instinctively, the Talmidim say, take the Vaday Kasher. Reb Chaim taught them, no. When it comes to Hidr Mitzvah, if one has already fulfilled the Maisa Mitzvah, then one cannot fulfill the Hidr separately. Therefore, it's better to take the one that's a Safek Kosher, and if it's Kosher, have gotten the Hidr, and afterwards, if it's not Kosher, take the one that is a Safek Kosher. This is consistent with the way his son was Masbir, the Shitas HaRambam, that the Hidr Mitzvah cannot be explicated from the Maisa Mitzvah. It is striking that even though, when it comes to
mitzvos in general, at least in Brisk and many others, follow the beautiful reasoning of Reb Chaim to be careful that if you have the opportunity to fulfill a hiddur mitzvah, to do it on the first chance and not after the ma'aseh mitzvah is done, because the hiddur might be empty without the ma'aseh mitzvah. Nevertheless, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, it seems that there is a different approach, lahalacha, in a few nafkaminas. First of all, the Pri Chadash discusses, what would the halacha be, discusses the Pri Chadash in Simen Tuf Ayin Reish Beis, or Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, if someone lit two candles when it was really the third night? He forgot that it was the third night, and he thought it was the second night. Does he make a separate bracha? The Yo Rabba in that same simen concludes that you would make a separate bracha. Similarly, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Tshuvas, in Simen Yud Gimel, raises a similar but different type of question. Conceptually, it's a very similar question. And that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, according to the Minig of Ashkenaz, that the Baal HaBayis lights, and then the Bnei HaBayis light, how could it possibly be that the Bnei HaBayis, the oldest son that gets up to bat after his father to light the Chanukah menorah, how could it be that he makes a bracha? At the end of the day, we don't find that a bracha is made on a hiddur mitzvah. Why, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, does one make a separate bracha? This leads Rabbi Akiva Eger to say a big chiddush lahalacha, which is not found in both the Rishonim and the early Achronim. And he says, it must be that the Bnei HaBayis have in mind not to be Yotzei with the Baal HaBayis. However, we see from the Elyo Rabba that one can make a bracha if one did not realize what the Hiddur Mitzvah was supposed to be. In fact, points out the Sfas Emes that in our Gemara, we seem to see the centrality of Hiddur Mitzvah. The Gemara immediately, unlike other mitzvahs, where the Gemara gives us the halachas of Hiddur, much further on, here the Gemara right off the bat says, Tarabanan, Mitzvah Chanukah Nereshu Beisai, Vahamahadrin. Immediately, the Gemara begins discussing the Mitzvah of Mahadrin. This leads the Sfas Emes to point out that it could very well be that Neros Chanukah is different than all other mitzvahs. And when it comes to Neros Chanukah, Chazal actually instituted, as the Sfas Emes argues, a bracha on the Hiddur Mitzvah. So what will emerge is the following. In general, when it comes to most mitzvahs, it could very well be that there's no such thing as Hiddur Mitzvah outside of a Maisa Mitzvah. We gave one practical example of that. If a person has two Esrogim, Rab Chaim of Brisk taught us that one should take the more Mehudar one, even if one has a suffix, whether the Esrog is Kosher or not, because the moment one takes the mediocre one, which is for sure Kosher, one will be Yotzei the Mitzvah, and one will not be able to fulfill Hiddur Mitzvah. However, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, what it seems, according to the halacha, is that the Hiddur Mitzvah can stand alone, to the point that one would even make a bracha on the Hiddur Mitzvah, unless we take the approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger, which does not seem to be the approach of most of the Gedolei HaAchronim. One final point, why is it that when it comes to Neros Chanukah, Hiddur Mitzvah is so central? Maybe we could argue that it gets at the core of the struggle for the Chashmonaim. We know that Greece was the first culture that really introduced the notions of the art, even philosophy as well. But Greece emphasized the purity of the physical world, divorced from any spiritual sense. In other words, absolute materialism, absolute beauty. That, of course, is why they were so opposed to Bris Milah, because they celebrated the completeness of the body, in contrast to our understanding that the body is incomplete without the neshama. We also believe about the notion of beauty, of hidur. However, we realize that in order to maximize and not allow beauty to become an entire physical thing, we encourage hidur to be connected to the Maisa Mitzvah. The Chiddush Arim and both the Beis HaLevi point out that the whole Nes of Chanukah only came about because of Hiddur Mitzvah. The struggle with the Yevanim was a struggle over Hiddur. Really, the Jews could have compromised. They could have used thinner wicks, says the Chiddush Arim. However, They didn't want to. The Jews could have relied, points out the Beis Halevi, on the rule of Shemen Hutra B'tzibur, that if most oils are Tameh, one is allowed to use defiled oil. However, at this moment, we had to show that true Hiddur for us is Hiddur that's connected to Avodas Hashem. In fact, the Bach writes that the whole reason that God allowed the Greeks to come in and to defile the Beis HaMikdash was because we had become lackadaisical, average in our avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We were no longer zrizim. We no longer idealized and beautified the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, for the Chashmonaim to do the appropriate tikkun, they needed to be moser nefesh, maybe not even according to halacha, and insist that hiddur mitzvah, the hiddur mitzvah, the true beauty, be maintained. Hence, when it comes to Chanukah, the celebration of Chanukah focuses on hiddur mitzvah, to the point, as the Brisker Rav concludes in his piece on the Rambam, that here all the rules of hiddur mitzvah, when it comes to Chanukah, are not followed. Because the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us on Daf Tes that hiddur mitzvah is only supposed to be one-third of the value of the mitzvah added to it. So, for example, if the cheapest esrog costs $30, one's supposed to add approximately $10 to buy a esrog mehudar. More than that isn't the chiyuv of hiddur mitzvah. Yet when it comes to Chanukah, as we described before, a house of 8 people on the 8th night of Chanukah gets 80 candles. 80 times the actual chiyuv. Why? Because on Chanukah we celebrate our love for mitzvahs, the hiddur of mitzvahs, as Rashi described by us, mahadrin achar mitzvahs, we run after mitzvahs, we want to run to beautify mitzvah, and to the point that the whole nes only came about due to mesiris nefesh for hiddur mitzvah, could very well be that this explains the fact that in halacha, neros Chanukah knocks away all the normal rules of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah could be explicated from the ma'isa mitzvah, as we have in the Ramah. Hiddur mitzvah says that we spend a lot of money on the hiddur, much more than we normally do. Hiddur mitzvah says that a separate bracha could be made on the hiddur mitzvah, as described in our Gemara, immediately after Ner Chanukah mitzvah's Ner Ishu Beso, immediately the Gemara discusses Mahadrin. This Be'ezer Hashem is the halacha and machshava of hiddur mitzvah when it comes to Neros Chanukah and all other mitzvahs.